Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for this morning's meditation is the reading from Ephesians you heard moments ago. Standing here before you this morning, I'm immediately struck by a question. Who am I? Who am I that I should preach to the preachers? Who am I to be so bold to share the mysteries of Christ with those who likely know them much better than I do? Who am I that I should be so honored on the very first day of this conference to stand up before you and show you without a shadow of a doubt why I need to be here? Who am I? If I were to believe Mike, I'm one of the very best preachers he knows, but then again, just between you and me, I think he only said that so this position would get filled. You know how it is. You say and do anything you need to get the job done. Perhaps I should then be known as that gullible fellow who will believe anything, or the guy who simply can't say no in the face of shameless flattery. One thing I do know, I am not alone in asking who I am that I should thus be called upon by our Lord and God to stand in such a vaulted position in our Lord's house and speak his words on his behalf, to stand and ask the question, as I often do upon entering the pulpit, is to stand in good company indeed. Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?" Moses himself was hesitant to fulfill God's calling. Moses felt that he was a nobody, that he didn't know nearly enough. He knew for sure that he wasn't eloquent enough or convincing enough to stand up and proclaim the word of God efficiently and effectively. And man, do I feel for him. I understand where he's coming from. Who am I that I should stand at 4 o'clock in the morning with a beloved saint of God beside yet the deathbed of another loved one, the third for this woman in less than a month? What can even the most eloquent of words say at such a time? Who am I to try and comfort her in the face of that kind of grief? Who am I that I should know what to say when a child of God comes to me, their life having been ravaged by drug and alcohol addictions, their future one of incarceration at the local prison? Or when a child of God comes to me, their life hanging in the balance, they hand me their last will and testament as they go to face heart surgery, where they will have two valves replaced and a sextuple bypass done at the same time. Who am I, lowly Ken Mahar, that I should be entrusted with such enormous matters as judgment and forgiveness, comfort and hope, life salvation? I'm a goof-off. Yeah, you know me. I'm a slacker. I'm too weak. I'm too poor of a speaker. I am a nobody. Yet even worse, I think, perhaps, than the question I so often ask, who am I, is the frequent progression from that question, who am I, to why should I? Moses took up God's call, but he grew weary and frustrated in his duties of proclaiming God's word to a people that just seemed never to listen. Time and time again, he spoke God's word of love and faithfulness to a crowd that seemed to have precious little of either, love or faithfulness. So too am I tempted in my weaker moments to cry out, "Who am I? Who am I that I should be saddled with these people who just won't listen? Why should I always have to repeat even the most simple of teachings to those who act like they've never heard it before? Who am I that I should have to defend everything God calls me to say? Why should I be forever responsible for a people who refuse to be accountable? I'm not perfect, but I'm better than that. No one deserves to be treated this way, not even me. I am someone who doesn't need any more headaches in his life." So, fellow preachers, Who am I? I am someone who needs to listen less to the misgivings of my own heart and more to the words of St. Paul in our reading from Ephesians. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, he wrote. That is how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a servant, according to the gift of God's grace, given me by the working of his power. When Paul was faced by the question, who am I? His answer is ultimately, who cares? It's not about what I deserve or how little in need of another headache I might be. Therefore, I am standing in good company if I, like Paul, begin to see myself as a servant of the gospel. Why should I suffer anxiety and headaches and ulcers for all of this? Because I, like Paul, am a diaconus, a waiter, a busboy, a servant. It's messy, humbling work. I am not apart from or better than those that I am called to speak to. I am one of them. In the text, Paul is speaking of Jew and Gentile, but if you'll permit me a little homiletical license, I would also apply it to preachers and hearers as well. The same heirs, he says, members of the same body, partakers of the same promise in Christ. This is his insight into the mystery of Christ. This is my insight into the mystery of Christ. It applies to me. First and foremost, I am an heir needing to be reminded of my place in the kingdom through holy baptism. I am a member of the same body receiving grace and mercy and forgiveness through the very gospel words I am called to proclaim. I am a partaker of the same promise of sins forgiven, even sins of doubt and pride and frustration, forgiven in the body and the blood my Lord and Savior. I preach the promise because I live under the promise. Who am I? Paul's answer again is, who cares? Because again, it is not about me or how good I am. For all my faults, I am not too weak. I am not too poor of a speaker. I am not so much of a nobody. For the gift that God gives to be a preacher of his word, the calling comes from God himself. Of this gospel, I was made a servant according to the gift of God's grace given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. I may not be the brightest or the best, despite however much Mike may argue to the opposite. I may truly be a goof-off and a slacker, but I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. I was called and ordained to proclaim his gospel, and God will use me to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. After all, it is not my own words I proclaim, but Christ's. It is not my judgment to make, but God's. It is not my comfort to give, but the Spirit's. Indeed, part of the manifold wisdom of God is that he uses people, even such as me, to make his plan known in the world. His rich and multi-hued tapestry of salvation reaches into every station of life, every level of ability, every time, every place. And he does it through the diverse and multifaceted, multi-station, multi-skilled rank of preachers that he gathers to his bride, the church. I may be less than the least, but his grace is sufficient for me, and God's power is made perfect in weakness. Who am I? I am thankful. I am thankful for the grace that has been given to me in my Lord Jesus Christ. I am thankful for the gift to be made a minister of the unsearchable riches of Christ. I am thankful that these riches first apply to me, and then to everyone who will hear what God gives me to say. I am thankful that I have been called to preach the manifold wisdom of God in the mystery of the ages. I am thankful that I get to stand in such good company as King David, who once asked, "Who am I? Who am I, and who are my kinsfolk, my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king?" For we ministers of the gospel, called, gathered, and enlightened by the Spirit, in the very same word we proclaim, have indeed been made sons-in-law of the great King of Kings. It is not my right to claim, but by the happy gift of the Father, I am a member of the body of Christ, the royal family of heaven. I am an heir of the heavenly kingdom, and I am a partaker of this promise of salvation in Christ. I am thankful that I can stand in such good company again as David, who declared, "Who am I and what is my people that we should be thus able to offer willingly? For all things come from thee, and of thine own we have given thee." Who am I? I am less than the least, way less than Moses or Paul or David or Bill. Yet according to the gift of God's grace given to me by the working of his power, I am a preacher of the mystery of salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. For all my flaws and all my shortcomings, I am a part of the manifold wisdom of God for reaching the world with the news that sins are forgiven through the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am the guy who simply gives back to God what he first gave me, repeating again and again the gracious words of Christ that first saved me, in the hope that others might hear and also believe. That's who I am. As Dr. Martin Luther once prayed, so now do we. O Lord, you know how unworthy I am to fill so great and important an office. Were it not for your counsel, I would have utterly failed long ago. Therefore, I call upon you for guidance. Gladly will I give my heart and voice to this work. I want to preach to your people. I want always to seek and to study your word and eagerly to meditate upon it. Use me as your instrument. I thank you, O Lord, that you have not forsaken me, for if I were alone, I would ruin everything. Amen.